It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, it's time for us to get into our Grow Model. It's 10 minutes after 1. Good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for tuning in. You are listening to Adventist World Radio. My name is Nayelo Pondo and I'm with you until 3 o'clock. It's time for our Grow Model. Remember, our Grow Model is meant and dedicated to you to feed not only your flesh but also your spirit. And that's what we're doing right now with Pastor Michael Musagwiza. We're still talking about salvation, particularly the character change concept. Today we're focusing on the role of community and change. No one changes in a vacuum, right? I mean, we all know that. The people we surround ourselves with, our mentors, our friends, and even our critics can influence how we grow or don't grow. Sometimes character change begins with someone believing in you, and we do hope at some point you will change, because just people believing in us does not cause us to change. That's what we're talking about today, the role of the community in our individual changes that we make in our lives. Mfundisi Musagwiza, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Naye, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. Let's get into it. Who in your life has helped shape your character the most as Michael Musagwiza?
Oh, me?
Yes, Mfundis.
The Adventist World Radio is what changed my character the most.
I hope my manager is listening.
From broadcast to baptism.
That's right. That's right.
That's not only a character transformation, but for goals and habits as well.
Yeah, man. Oh, I wish my team could hear this.
So you see, Lupondwana.
Yes, Mfundis.
Reflecting on the people who have had a positive impact on our lives can actually help us appreciate the role of community in our growth.
Right.
You know, that relation of the human family to one another should be a blessing.
Okay.
And by our God-given powers, we are to minister to one another.
Right, right.
And this emphasizes the potential for positive influence within our relationships.
Yeah.
You consider the mentors, you consider the friends, you consider the family members who have encouraged your growth and development.
Right, right. Oh, Uncle Sam, I wish the presenters of AWR could hear you say what you've just said. Very encouraging stuff. Thank you very much for saying that, Mfundis. I wish I could just cut it and let them hear that.
They are
doing a good job. I wish they could hear that. Hey, guys, don't. When they do their work, whenever they do it, they must know Pastor Musagwiza is listening and he is blessed. Thank you very much for that, Mfundis. All right, so talk to us, Mfundis. What's the difference between support and enabling when someone's trying to change? Just give us the difference there.
Support and enabling. Support involves providing encouragement,
right,
and resources that help someone make positive changes without necessarily doing the work for them. And enabling, on the other hand, can involve actions that prevent someone from facing the consequences of their actions or taking responsibility for their change.
Okay.
You know, I love the words of Aristotle. Aristotle's concept of what is called the phronesis, or practical wisdom, such that can guide us now in discerning between support and enabling, helping us to make wise decisions in our interactions with others. For example, providing financial support to someone struggling with addiction without addressing the underlying issues might be enabling, whereas helping them find resources for treatment and offering emotional support would be supportive.
Okay.
So by and large, that's the difference.
Okay. I did not imagine we were talking about the theory of phronesis. Maybe on another day. Maybe on another day I could invite you to talk about it, because I didn't, not on this radio station. Okay. Our pastor is a philosopher as well. All right. All right, you're catching me off guard today, Mfundis. Can being part of a community make it easier or harder to change?
Like we have said at the beginning, no man is an island.
Yes.
We are created as relational creatures. And within us, there is a vacuum that can only be satisfied by that for which that vacuum was created.
Right.
But coming back to your question, being part of a community can both make it easier and harder to change.
Yes.
Depending on the nature of the community and the individual's commitment to change.
Okay.
A supportive community can provide motivation and resources, echoing the biblical principle of bearing one another's burdens in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. For instance, joining a support group for people with similar goals or challenges can provide a sense of belonging and accountability, which can be crucial for personal growth.
Right.
And the reverse is also very true.
Mm.
Joining gangsters can also assist you to do the like.
Okay. Yo. Okay. Okay. And how do you accountability, things like accountability and encouragement, how do those work together in character growth?
Accountability and encouragement,
yes,
in character growth. Accountability actually helps individuals stay on track with their goals,
okay,
and commitments. And on the other hand, encouragement provides the motivation,
right,
and support needed to keep moving forward.
Yes.
If I can take you again to philosophy.
Yes.
There is a philosophical idea of Aristotle called the eudaimonia.
Okay.
Which simply means flourishing.
Right.
This suggests that living a life of virtue and having supportive relationships are key to human flourishing and character growth.
Right.
Like your regular check-ins with a mentor or accountability partner can help you stay focused on your goals.
Right.
While words of encouragement can boost your morale and motivation.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You see now, every time you say these things, I want to follow. Just the issue. I remember I was listening to Pastor Papu or Dr. Papu talking the other day about marriage. And this is something that he said in Zimbabwe when he was invited there to speak at some church in Zim. And he said, marriage, what if marriage is meant for holiness and not necessarily for happiness? And I'm listening to you now, bringing the issue of flourishing, of happiness, eudaimonia, is along those lines. Are we not focusing on the wrong thing when we're focusing on happiness and flourishing as the Greek theory and philosophy of eudaimonia?
Yeah, the emphasis there is to be focused on your goals.
Okay.
And to be encouraged. To be encouraged in that focus. And that can boost your morale and motivation.
Right.
That becomes your fuel to continue moving forward.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you gave a backslap there when you're saying even joining a gang will do the same thing for you. Then I think the best way to conclude our conversation is to ask now, be direct and deliberate. What kind of a community do you think helps people thrive? Will gangsterism help me thrive, for example? Just tell us, what kind of community do you think helps people thrive?
Maybe I can actually explain or define the communities that help people thrive.
Okay.
And such have typical and several key characteristics, such as a supportive environment, for example. It is safe. It is a safe and a nurturing space where individuals feel valued, respected, and encouraged to grow. There are also communities such as a positive relationship. I mean, communities that are characterized by positive relationships. This is where meaningful connections with others that foster a sense of belonging, empathy, and understanding. We also have opportunities for growth that are also characterized by opportunities for growth. Also characterized by diversity and inclusion. You know, they're also characterized by accountability.
Right.
And even the encouragement that we've been talking about, where there's a balance between holding individuals accountable for their actions and offering encouragement, as well as support to help them overcome challenges.
Right.
Communities that encourage growth can also be characterized by shared values and purpose, as well as empowerment. I can give you examples. Examples for such communities could be like faith-based communities that provide spiritual support and a sense of belonging. You also have your support and physical emotional and spiritual well-being. We also have peer support groups that provide a safe space for sharing experiences and receiving support. Also, have your online. Today, we are in the digital era.
Right.
We have your online communities, your Adventist World Radio.
Right.
They provide a sense of connection and support for people with shared interests or experiences, with that transformative power from broadcast to baptism.
Right, right.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, the ultimate should be salvation.
Yeah. The objective should be just that. I hear you, Mpunisi. I hear you. I take it. Thank you very much once again for today's conversation. Always edifying stuff. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow, Mpunisi. Have a wonderful day further.
The pleasure is mine always. Have a good day.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.